From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. Facebook's censorship policies have come under scrutiny again this week. Already this year, the social network has been criticized for its stance on everything from breastfeeding photos to images depicting violence towards women. Now, the BBC has discovered that a temporary ban on graphic videos showing things like decapitation had been lifted by Facebook. Mark Gregory is a technology correspondent for the BBC. Hello, Mark.
Hello there.
So what was Facebook's response when you contacted them about this? And was the ban dropped specifically this week, or did we just find out about it this week?
Well, what we're hearing is that the ban may have been dropped a few months ago, and that Facebook actually believed, well, this is a kind of bureaucratic thing nobody's going to be that interested in, so we don't really need to tell anybody. So I dare say Facebook have been rather surprised by the strength of the reaction we've had to this story, and their response has been to come up with these refinements to its policy to make it clear, well, as they say, well, they're not going to guarantee never to display this kind of material in future, but they're going to subject to much greater safeguards. They're going to see the context in which this material is put up and make sure that nothing that can be seen to be glorifying or celebrating violence stays up on the site.
And, you know, the social network wants to be basically be the internet for everyone. It wants to be the place where you go and do everything. Is part of this trouble for Facebook a result of that?
Well, you could put it like that. You could also put it the other way around and say Facebook is in an increasingly competitive market in which there are a lot of social media outlets that people can use. And so it takes the view, well, if we start stopping people dealing with certain kinds of content, they're going to do that somewhere else. So it's partly about protecting Facebook's market position. And it's a balance that's just very hard to get right. In this particular instance, it looks like Facebook has got it seriously wrong.
Mark Gregory is a technology correspondent for the BBC. Mark, thank you very much.
Thank you.